What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. What up, friend?
What up? It's been a while.
No, for real. Hi, people.
What's going on?
Y'all, yeah, it's been a hot minute.
We took a little bit of hiatus.
We did.
Life got crazy. And we are working back on track.
Listen, I'm just looking at us looking slim and trim, and I am fucking here for it.
Right. Slim and trim and chicken to the country. I can't get in that scene.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like the first time and like, I don't know, there's kind of a line there. But
right? Yeah. Look. No, it's been a hot minute. Like we had stuff we had to focus on and, you know, we're almost there and just
right.
Priorities. So I'm super excited to be back, though. Super. I've been thinking about this all day, so it was hard to focus at work, if I'm telling the truth. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. What day are we on? We're almost through with this thing. Listen, on day 59.
It can't fucking get here fast enough. That's all I'm saying. I'm ready. I'm ready to be done with the diet part of it. So yeah.
Like I'm cool with it. Like I went to a period where I was like, okay, I'm fed up with just like eating meat. But like I'm just at a smooth sailing place. Like a salad would be nice. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, like a salad bar is going to hate to see me coming when this is over.
Right. Like,
I am about to put in work on a salad bar.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know, it was smooth sailing for me with the diet in the beginning, for sure. Like, it was super easy, and it was super easy for meal prep. And now I'm just like, okay, like, everything starts to taste the same. I can only come up with so many ways to cook so many things.
Right.
It's just the monotony of it that is rough, but, you know, I mean, I feel amazing for sure.
Yeah.
You know, my skin looks fantastic, so I'm here for it. But yeah, I'll be ready when June 15th. June 15th. Yeah. I'm counting, but.
You're counting because I didn't even know the day that we end.
I knew the day before. I knew the day on April 1st when we started.
Right.
But yeah, like it's been a huge learning experience for sure. Some stuff wasn't so easy to learn and not so easy to swallow, but definitely needed to learn it. And I'm grateful my body has held out, like physically. Knock on wood, there's been no injuries thus far. And I was really concerned about that. But so far, good.
That's the, you know, going through this journey and, you know, doing all this like personal development, reading books.
Yeah.
You know, which is right. Mind blowing for me because we all know I hate to read. You know, it's going through that mental toughness. Like I think I just finished up Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And
yeah.
You know, towards the end it talked about fear. Like how many different types of fear there is. And like thinking back, like I had a back injury that I had so much fear in life that prevented me from doing stuff because I was afraid of hurting my back.
Yeah.
Like, because I wouldn't wish that upon anybody, you know, herniated disc. I could barely walk on pain meds, back surgery, all that type of stuff. So
right.
Like during this process of working out, I tweaked my back a little bit and I had that instant fear just like jump right back in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it just made me wake up to like how much in life fear has held me back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other crazy part, right? Like, even now, like, I think to myself, okay, there's certain things that I want to do, certain things that I want to accomplish. And I don't have the excuses anymore. Like, I can't use the excuses anymore because Now I know what it's like to live a life without the excuses. And so it's just wild. It's wild, the mental transformation that I've had. You know, the physical was going to happen no matter what because of the two workouts a day. But like the mental transformation, it's a hard pill to swallow when you have to swallow that you're the one that's in your own way. And not only acknowledge it, but correct it. And yeah, that's been the biggest thing for me is figuring out how many excuses I could hide behind and, you know, just stop with the fucking excuses. Like, There's no reason. Just fucking do it and get it over with.
I mean, so I think I'm known in this community for, you know, the excuse monger in terms of, you know, giving everybody crap because, oh, I had to go take my kid to the shop. Well, that's an excuse because you didn't show up to the walk, whether it's a legit excuse or not, you know? But it's like, yeah, I've had a lot of excuses in life. Oh, I don't want to go to the gym because I'm tired. I don't want to do that last rep because I'm sore.
Mm-hmm.
And just pushing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I dealt with the shoulder pain throughout this thing and my bicep, and I just like pushed through it.
Yeah.
You know, it limited me on what I could lift, but, you know, I jumped all those peptides. Those things are amazing.
Is your shoulder feeling better?
It's a lot better. I mean, there's still pain there, but
yeah,
it's not
nothing like it was.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Now that side can catch up to the other side. I'm just kidding.
I was wondering why it's leaning down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'm super proud of us. And it's not just Aaron and I. There's a group of us that are doing it together. You know, I'm super proud of all of us. I'm proud of Jason. Like, that's a whole nother episode of how the conversations between him and I have changed you know, with him reading and me reading and us coming back together and discussing it, like, it's just a whole different level, a whole different dynamic. And, you know, now he's having conversations about, we need to have our own LLC. We need to get a business license. We need to do this. We need to do that. And I'm just like, you know, and so I'm super proud of him. I knew he would be able to complete it. Like, I wasn't worried about that. The physical, hands down, he can step right back into the physical world like he never left it from being in the military. But pushing me, like, you know, pushing me to do better and do one more rep, or you can do this. I had to bench 40s dumbbells and I was terrified. Not so much. I can, once I'm up, I can do them. That part I'm not worried about. It's the bringing them up and bringing them down. Like, I'm always scared to drop weights and I'm scared my arms will snap. Like, I don't know if I've watched too many videos. I don't know. But he's like, just let go. And I'm like, ah, I can't. But I did. And it just having that person with me, and I needed that. I needed that constant, somebody constantly with me for that. It's just been, yeah, it's been incredible. You know, the conversations now are what it looks like for us in the future instead of just, you know, making it day to day. And listen, if anybody follows me on social media, or if this has not been an easy 70 or 50, whatever days, however many days you said for me. I left a job, left two jobs, had to travel several times, So I had to maintain that mindset. I had to tell myself, whatever it takes. I was in the ER. I was crying in the ER because I was terrified that it was going to put me back to day one. I got out of the ER and managed to get all my stuff done before midnight. And I was just moving at snail pace, but I was not going back to day one. That's what I was not doing. So it's been amazing, hard, but very much needed.
Yeah.
Very much needed. For where I was mentally before we started all of this, it probably couldn't have come at a better time for me. And so I am super proud of all of us. Like, it's just been,
I mean, yeah. I have to say I'm extremely proud of you, just knowing where you came from. And
okay, let's move on. I'll cry.
You know, especially you going to the ER and you were like messaging me like, I don't want to start over at day one. And I was like, you have to do this. You have to get out, whether it's like you do two workouts, walk really slow at a snail's pace, even though you can't breathe.
Yeah.
You got to get it done. And
that's what I did. It took me 45 minutes to walk a half a mile because I literally had to go that slow. I get emotional about it because fucking Aaron. I get emotional about it because I know where I was mentally when that happened. And I didn't care whether I was breathing or not. I cared about going back to day one. And I cared about going back to day one because I didn't want to let our whole little group down. Like, that was the thing, you know, I didn't want to let myself down.
That's what I want to hear.
I didn't.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I could not. Jaden would have had to pick because Jason was gone to Utah when this happened. So it was just me and Jaden at home. Jaden would have had to pick me up off the side of the street dead before I was going to quit. My two older kids were pissed, very pissed that I did that, especially my daughter, because my daughter is the one that was with me in the ER. I went to her hospital to go into the ER. They were pissed. But they see now, they're like, Mom. I'm like, listen, there is nothing in this world that can stop you. If you want something bad enough, go get it. Like, go get it.
Yeah.
And I can stand on that now and say that and not just be words, not just parents speaking to a child. This is, you can fucking go get it if you want it. So it's just a different, it's different, you know? And I know you understand what I'm saying. Like, it's just different.
See, so, I wanted to hear those key words come out of your mouth is that I didn't want to give up on myself.
Like, yeah, no.
Screw everybody else or letting everybody else down. You had to do it for yourself.
Yeah. I knew I had to. I knew if I let that beat me, I knew that there was no, I knew that would hurt me more than not completing it. Yeah, I couldn't breathe. Yeah, I was wheezing really bad and had an inhaler in my hand the whole time. But I knew if I didn't complete it, I don't know that I would have came back from that. You know what I mean? Mentally, I don't know that I would have. I had to. And Jaden's like, it's okay, Mom, slow down. Just go slow, Mom.
Right.
So shout out to my little buddy for walking with me and keeping me healthy while Dad was gone.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, no, I'm proud of, like, dude, I'm proud of us. I'm super proud of us. It's hard to describe if you haven't done it. And it's funny, too, because, like, I'm in this Facebook group for women. And, it's a, you know, get healthy group, whatever. And this girl posted today, she's like, I'm thinking about doing 75 hard. Has anybody done this before? And what were your results? Before I could even, I was. And I'm like, listen, I'm on day 59. It's the best decision I've ever made. Don't get me wrong. It's not the easiest decision I've ever made. And it's not the easiest thing I've ever done, but I've done harder things physically, birthed children, and mentally, it's the toughest thing I've ever done. I said, if you're in a place in your life where you need to build a foundation, you need the consistency, you need the mental toughness, do it. Don't even think about it, just do it. And so I haven't checked back to see if she responded or whatever, but like I throw this out there to anybody. And you don't have to be, this is I think the big misconception about it, is people think that it's a physical transformation program. And because I did too in the beginning, but it's really not. It's really not. And the physical part of it, you know, your two workouts, as long as they're 45 minutes apiece and one's outdoor, you can go walk two times a day or swim two times or whatever, you know, two times a day. You and I and Jason, we chose to lift weights. You know, we did one walking workout and one where we lift really heavy. So it doesn't have to be as complicated as people think that it is. It's not meant to be about the physical. It's meant to be the mental. So. Yeah.
But it's all about building routine and consistency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we chose to go carnivore, but you don't have to go that route.
No. Listen, I'm going to advise everybody to go a different direction right now, honest to God.
See, for me, my logic behind carnivore was that it was the easiest.
Right.
Meal prep wise.
And it truly is. It truly was. Yeah.
You don't have to like count calories where every other diet.
Yeah.
You have
especially
to
if you want to be in a deficit.
Calories.
Yeah.
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 And
yeah, no. And that's why we did it, because it was going to be easy meal prep. Yeah. That's why we did it.
And I love meat, let's be honest, plus, you know, I had another reason for the psoriasis, wanting to get off the medication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it worked for it or not.
I'm going to go with, I think it did. I think there needs to be either one, I need to stay on it longer, or two, I need to get like more strict maybe with it.
Yeah.
Because it's gone everywhere except for my elbows. So, but I mean, honestly, I don't know. It's hard to put into words. You know, when I look at the first picture, because one of the things, we have to take a progress picture. I look at the first picture and I look at the expression on my face. Granted, my eyes were almost closed. Jason like caught it right at the right time. But you can tell how miserable I am in that picture versus taking the pictures today. And then I edited them and put them side by side. And I'm like, it's a totally different person. So if nothing else, that's worth it.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, to show my kids that, listen, don't get it twisted. Your mom will take your ass to the street and wear you out if she needs to. Like, if nothing else, it worked for that. You know what
right. I mean? Yeah, so. Last time I jumped on the scale, I was like, so I wasn't I didn't start this thing as like a weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to lose weight, but I mean, the scale said I had lost, I think it was a month ago that I weighed myself, but said that I was like, only had lost like 3.2 pounds.
Yeah.
And I didn't let that discourage me because I knew I was in the gym 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Lifting weights. And I have one of those body comp scales. So it measures my lean body mass and my body fat and all that. So the lean body mass has skyrocketed. The, mm-hmm. you know, body fat and visceral fat have all dropped.
Yep. I wish I would have done that. Because I guarantee my result, it would be a more dramatic change.
Yeah.
On how much muscle I've put on versus how much fat I've lost. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I know, like, I haven't put my picture side by side, but I've looked at my starting picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've looked at, I don't mm-hmm. know, like a week or two ago. And I was like, okay, I don't see much difference what I look
mm-hmm.
like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I know that I've put on muscle.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but
for sure.
I guess after 75 days, time will tell.
Yeah,
when I decide to jump back on that scale and we post our before and after pictures.
You know what's crazy is I didn't, like, I can see the changes, like, in my pictures and stuff, but I didn't really notice until it was pictures that you took of us on the walk where it was, you took a picture of me and Jason. It's from last weekend, and it was from me from behind, and I was like, holy shit. Jason was like, what? I was like, that's me. And he's like, well, yeah. I'm like, yeah, but I've never seen that. I was like, dang. I was like, I look skinty right there.
I know. It's just like when you guys took pictures of me on the walk.
Yeah.
I've never seen myself from behind.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Like when I had lost 101 pounds or something like that, 100 plus.
Yep. I remember when we did that. Yeah.
But since this journey, since day one, I've taken a forward-facing picture, full body.
Me too.
From the side, full body. And from the back, full body.
Me too. We're literally the same person. I did exactly the same. There's 2 days where it was like, I don't even know, maybe like 11:30. And I was like, oh shit, our pictures. And I'm already in jammies. And I'm like... There's 2 days where it's like that. So it'll be funny when we do, like, you know, I want to do a time lapse of the 75 days and those two pictures will be in there.
That's going to be hilarious.
But no, I think we're definitely going to do it again, Jason and I. We probably will not stay a carnivore this time. But we are. It's not even doing it again. Like, I think this has just become who we are.
Yeah.
I think it just has become like, I don't know what I would do if I had all that extra time in a day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
like, I remember in the beginning I was struggling with, okay, I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Go for a walk, work at 6 a.m. get off of work.
Dude, if people,
at 3.
Yeah.
And then go to the gym. And then usually I'm in bed by 7:30 since I get up at 4 a.m. But it's just become habit for me to go for a walk. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've walked a couple times where it's been pouring down rain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fun.
No.
But come wintertime, I don't know if I want to do that. So I've had a couple people ask me is like, where do you go from here after 75 days? And I'm like, I honestly have to think to myself, what am I going to keep of 75 hard and what I'm going to change? And I think I'm going to still read every day.
Yep. I think that is so good for you and for Jason. I think that has probably been the biggest change for Jason. He's like you. He does not like reading. He can give two shits about reading.
Right.
But it has made him, one, a better reader. Two, opened his eyes to, okay, maybe she's not crazy. That part.
Right.
And like, just, it's like when somebody first comes in the community and you see that light turn on. That's what it's like for me with Jason. With him reading. Especially the books that we're reading. Like, he's like, and I'm like, keep reading it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the reading is phenomenal. I think even if nothing else, if you just take that few minutes to just slow down, pay attention to what you're reading, digest it, and then go on about the rest of your day. Like, I think that's so beneficial. And I don't think enough people do that during the day.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of the getting up at 4 a.m. still, I mean, it's only 2 hours before I go to work or start work. So, you know, I definitely won't have to be as strenuous or strict about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still think I like going for the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like hitting the gym every day.
Yep.
May skip a day or here or there.
Yeah. I think what happened. Yes. For me, the mental aspect more than anything of going to the gym. I think what has happened, I know for me, is when I say this is just the person that I've become is, you know, I was already on my way before we went into 75 hard. Like I had already got a pretty good routine and had already started working on this. For me, this just solidified, you know, this is just who you are now. You go to the gym, you make better food choices. Now I can say I read at least 10 pages a day. I drink a gallon of water a day. And y'all, the water didn't get me not one time. And I thought for sure the water was going to be the thing that killed me.
Yeah. Yeah. Go back and listen.
Water is an addiction. There's that.
Go back and watch the other podcast. She was complaining up and down about drinking that water.
Yes. But I do think that the more water you drink, the thirstier you are. I will say that because if I'm short on water during the day, I swear to God, it's like the Sahara Desert around here. Like I can tell the difference. So, but yeah, this is just, and I say that with my whole chest, like this is just who I am now and I'm okay with it. I love the fact that this is who I am now. You know, I know now that when hard shit happens, I got it. And hard shit is going to happen. It happened to me this whole fucking time, just about. But I know I got it. Even if I fall for a second and have to cry or have to get emotional, whatever the case is, I know once I pull my shit together, I got it. So, listen, I'll take that if nothing else. Because that, my God.
Yeah, I'd like you to know, too, that, like, our day trip to High Steel Bridge, we still made it back in time to go to get to the gym. And, like, literally 45 minutes hit as the gym was closing.
Dude.
So.
Trust me. I know. And I have been there.
I meant normally, like, I'm using that Fitbod app, so. In between, like I normally do one exercise at a time.
Yeah.
Like I'll finish
and
that
one. And do your rest periods in between.
I was doing two different exercises at the same time just to get done in time before the gym closed.
Yeah. Almost like supersets. That's a good idea. I never even thought about that. I always just skip my, like close my rest time if I'm in a hurry and just go to the next set.
No, so. I jump and do the next exercise. So like if I was doing like cable something or others, like I was doing shoulder raises on the cable.
Mm-hmm.
So I jump to the other stack and do tricep, single tricep extensions. And I'll do that
back that's and smart. Forth. That's a good idea. Let me tell Jason about that. That's smart. Yeah.
That's if you're in a time crunch. Normally, I like to rest in between, but
yeah,
if I'm in a time crunch, that's kind of what I.
It's so funny too because I used to be like, you know, before, like when I first started going to the gym, I would see people in there and they're like, you know, they'll do a set and then they're like talking and doing all this other everything. Like, I'm like, God, they gotta be here for like. You know, I'd have my whole workout in and done before they ever even thought about leaving the gym.
Yeah.
Now, I go in the gym. I get comfortable. I put my headphones on. Like, I intentionally go slow and do every single exercise and intentionally, like, think about what I'm doing and the body movement and focus on that muscle or whatever the case is, because that has become therapy. Like, I don't understand it. I don't question it. I just know that it's just me in my head, whatever music I'm listening to, which typically, by the way, y'all, is 90s hip hop, if anybody wants to know. And I just focus in on that. And all the frustration, all the everything, you know, there's been a couple times where I've caught myself starting to get emotional. I'm like, not here. Don't do it here. But it has become therapy, and
yeah,
way cheaper than a psychologist. I'll say that. So
I'm telling you, like,
but
I've had several people ask to like work out with me, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
No, like I'm,
yeah.
Like, it drives me nuts, like, especially at my gym right now. So they're giving free gym to teens.
Oh, through the summertime?
16 through 19 or something like that. Just like, and they come in groups of four.
Yes.
And they sit there and hang out on pieces of equipment. And they take forever. And it's like, I'm there at the gym. I'm focused.
Right.
I got my music blaring. Usually I'm listening to metal music that just drives me and pumps me. And it drives me nuts having to wait for equipment because these kids want to goof off and like dry hump each other, like,
yeah,
in the gym. And it's just like, come on, this isn't the fucking place for that. And the gym sent me a survey and said, hey, is there anything that we can improve on? And I was like, yeah. Don't allow all these kids to come and work out for free.
Right.
And so I'm at the gym, not yesterday, but the day before, and the manager calls me. And I'm like, oh, I'm at the gym working out. What's up? And he's like, so I just wanted to call you about your response to the survey.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to let you know we can't do nothing about the teens. Is there anything else that we can improve on?
Yeah.
And I said, well, maybe get another leg press machine.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, okay. And then hangs up. And then I get done with my workout and I go up to him and I was like, hey, you know what you could do though, is enforce the policy of no group workouts.
Yeah.
Because they camp on the machines. And he's like, yeah, I know. I've let my staff be lax about it. And I said, no, you need, like, we pay for memberships and you're giving these, like, I think it's cool that kids can work out for, you know, that they can work out.
Right. But no, but
not,
they need to
not
be
at the expense. Yeah. Not at the expense. Yeah. They need to follow the rules and management needs to.
Our gym, where ours is located at, we're between two high schools. So we're between Graham Kapowsin and Bethel. So we get it. And the Graham Kapowsin High School, that's their actual, they bring them there to work out. So we just don't go during those hours. Like, I'll wait till right before they close so I don't have to do that because of the same thing. So, but then it sucks because then you see other kids that are in there and they really are like doing, you know, what they can and trying to be respectful. And then there's always those, that one group that messes it up for everybody. But yeah, I get it.
It's irritating. Like,
yeah.
I was there today, and it's always something every day, but today I'm over in the corner by the tricep pushdown machine, the assisted one, and I'm just doing rows on the bench, and then four teens come over, and they're playing on this machine. They're sitting on the floor, right, like literally like in my bubble, and I'm like trying to do my workout and I'm just like getting pissed off as I'm doing it. It's like, it pissed me off, drove me enough because I'm doing a 60-pound dumbbell,
right?
You know, rows. So it pushed me through the workout, but I was just like, come on, have some respect. I mean, you come to the gym not to play around and dry hump each other. You're here to better yourself and lift weights, not come play. If you want to go play, go to the mall or the playground or something.
Right. Yeah.
So
nope. Yeah. That's never fun to have to deal with that for sure. I agree. So, but yeah, we're doing it.
We are.
I mean, I don't know that I'll ever be like, yeah, we did that. Like, I still am kind of in awe, I think.
It ain't over yet.
I'm not going back to day one. I'm just letting you know right now. I refuse. That's right? Not happening.
Yeah.
If I had to go back to day one and eat another 75 days worth of meat, I would shoot me. Shoot me.
You would grow to love it. I mean, people have been on carnivore for 5+ years.
I know. I see, like, in that group that we're in, I see the posts and they're like, yeah, I've been doing carnivore for something years. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't do it.
I mean, you have to get creative. Like, I mean, I made chicken.
Yeah, cordon. I'm about to have tacos tonight and I'm going to make a taco bowl out of cheese.
Yeah. I do that.
Yeah.
I made chicken cordon bleu.
I know. I mean, listen, I know that it's possible to do all that. But like the fact that I can't even have ketchup, the fact that ketchup. I cannot have a pickle. The pickle. Did I tell you that the lady at work, my boss at work has like big giant ones in the refrigerator? That's the kind of torture I live with every day.
Are they, does it torture you every day?
Yes. Every time I open the fridge to put my lunch in there, there's a pickle in a pouch this big. That's like, hey girl, we're here when you're ready. I'm just like.
Right.
No, I just have to block it. Like, I have to tune it out. Like, I have to, and just not pay attention to it.
I think after I'm done with 75 hard, I honestly think I'm going to stick with carnivore for lunches for ease of meal prep.
Mm-hmm.
But eat sensible.
Yeah, I'm going to go clean.
Eat some carbs and stuff because, like, I'm looking to build. Looking to build more muscle and you need carbs to build muscle. You can't, like, there's only so far you can go with, doing carnivore and building muscle. Yeah, it's high protein, but you can get that high protein elsewhere and your muscles need carbs to build and grow.
I'm going to go clean and I'm not going to be afraid to have a piece of cake if I want to have a piece of cake. So this is just who we are now. Yes. The working out, my next big goal in the gym is I want to get super comfortable with the free weights. Like right now, everything I do a little tiny bit free weights, but like I want to get our gym is split in half. Like free weights are on this side and all the machines are on this side. And I'm typically over here on this side with the machines, but I'm maxing out on some of them. Yeah. So I'm going to have no choice but to go to the free weight side. And it intimidates me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. So I just want to go over there and get comfortable and, start like really lifting heavy and see where that goes. So I'm not worried about, yes, I would like to lose more body fat and be more sculpted. But I'm not so much worried about the number or anything like that. I want to be strong and I want my body to look the way that I want it to look.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So,
I mean, I'd like to lose weight, but I just have a hard stretch. Like I want to jump out of an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't found a place that will let you do it if you're over 250 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm 3. I think the last time I weighed myself, I was 340 something. I just don't see myself getting there.
Well, in my mind, you at 250 pounds is like, I can't even see that because I think it's going to make you look sick to me. Like I will be like, if you start getting too small, I'm going to tell you like, okay, let's go have breakfast, eat a cheeseburger or something.
I mean, I was down to 300 and I just.
Aaron, that's my size.
But that was, I had lost so much muscle though when I did that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, because I wasn't 250
is my size.
Yeah.
You'd have to be my size. I can't even wrap my head around that. Right. Your one leg probably is my size. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can't, that would be. I mean, listen, I'm all for it. I don't think those are the only places we have to do research because.
Yeah, I'll have to do more research.
The Rock does not weigh 250 pounds. I promise you that. And he's jumping out of planes all the time. So we'll have to do more research. But, you know, I didn't expect this from doing this. I can say that. I did not expect them. I knew there would be some sort of shift, but I didn't know that I would be so strong in the conviction of it, if that makes sense. And I didn't expect to be this proud of myself.
That's
and not just me, but right? Like people around me. My dad. My dad has made some changes. You know, my dad's walking 2 to 3 miles every morning and, you know, is sober. And, you know, it's my friend Kelly is going to the gym and doing TRX classes and spin classes and, you know, and then I've lost some people too. Like, I've had some people that have flat out messaged me and been like, listen, you know, are you really doing everything you say you're doing? Well, number one, if you need to question me on it, then I don't need you here.
Right.
You know, and I've lost some people too, and I'm okay with that. So I didn't expect to be this proud of myself, and I didn't expect it to have an effect on as many people as it has, and good and bad. So, you know, I'm excited for those that have stuck around and are making changes for themselves, whether they're big or small, everything counts.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I just can't imagine like somebody saying like, are you really doing all these things? Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. That's about how the conversation went too.
Right.
That was pretty much the conversation right there.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, listen, you've known me for a long time. And the sad part is it was somebody in my family. And I was like, you've known me for a long time. And if you have to question it, then really, what are you here for?
Yeah. That's jealousy to me right mm-hmm. there.
Always has been my whole life. Yeah, my whole life. Out.
Yeah.
So, you know, wish them well. Chuck a deuce. Right. And keep moving.
Peace. So, deuces.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, and there were signs of that long before this that I didn't want to acknowledge for what they were. You know, I thought it was just whatever. But I think, just like I said in my post, I think people, you really find out who people are when you start living your best life and living your authentic life. People really show up as who they are. And when they show you who they are, fucking believe them. So, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of fake motherfuckers out there that post shit online that they ain't really doing.
Okay, well, you edit our podcast, and I, like, can barely put a reel together. So, that definitely is not me.
Right. Oh, they were thinking that the podcast was fake?
The pod, everything. Podcast, 75 Hard, like, our walking group, this community of people that we have, like, literally questioned everything. And I was like, what? And naive me, was like, yeah, what do you mean? Did you want, like, yeah. And then I finally caught on to what was happening. And I was like, oh, I see what you're doing. Cool. All
right. You want receipts, huh?
Yeah. So if you need to question me on that, you can go ahead and remove yourself. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
So, and I was okay, you know?
That's great. I mean, another good thing that's come out of this situation is my significant other is going to the gym with me every day and loving it. So I can no longer say that they are lazy.
Right? There you go. That works. Hey, we'll take it. We will take it. It's just wild. You know, and this is just us. Like, this is just me and you. We still have a whole slew of people that, you know, like, I'm so grateful for Ashley doing this with us. Like, listen, her and I have many side conversations because we talk about the girl stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everything that's going on, the girl stuff. So I'm so grateful that I have a girl that's doing it with us that I can be like, girl.
Yeah, she'll be joining us on the next episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll
Everybody will.
We'll be changing when the podcast get released.
Yep.
So don't have a set date. So just look for them when they get posted.
That's it. That's it. This is, you know, we do this because we love to do it. This is not, you know, and there for a minute, I think it felt like a little bit like an obligation.
Yeah.
And we kind of got away from what it really meant to us. And so it became like work. And both of us at that time were so just inundated with the things that we had going on, plus throw 75 hard on top of it, you know? So I think it made sense for us to take a break for a little while. And now we come back better versions of ourselves, more knowledge because we're reading 10 pages a day. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I mean, let's be real. Like, before our break, we pumped out 30 episodes.
Yeah.
I think it was 30
episodes. Yeah. Yep.
So this is 31 when you hear it. So.
Yep. Season 2.
Right.
Should be season 2, episode 1.
Yeah. It has that option on there when I post it, but I,
oh, you should do that. This is season 2. This is our we'll call Saturday our the group one. That'll be we'll do that one. This will be the introduction to season 2. That'll be the pilot episode.
Yeah, right. For sure. Well, my friend, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm super proud of you.
I'm super proud of all of us. Like, just, we're doing it. We are fucking doing it. And there's nothing that anybody or anyone can say or do that will take that away from us. So
that's right.
That's it.
Only we can take it away from ourselves.
And I'm not going back to fucking day one. I promise you that.
Nope. It's just it's a matter of what we take from this and apply it to our everyday life after 75 is where the true test comes in. So
that'll be the next big feat. But if we did this, Aaron, we can do anything.
We can do anything.
So,
right.
That's the takeaway. So, well, we missed y'all. We love y'all. We are so glad to be back. And look for the episode when it comes out.
Yes, for sure.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Deuces. I almost forgot what side my camera was on. Please like and subscribe and share. And don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone. And we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.